You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Hello, beautiful human. Thank you so much for allowing us into your ears today. We are about to catch up with our friend Liz Gillies. New season Dynasty coming to the CW on May 7th. A lot of stuff to discuss, but first, we beg you to share this podcast with those you love and subscribe. And please let me know what music you're listening to and what you're watching. Keep me cool. Zach Sang on any form of social media. Okay, Liz Gillies, so much to discuss. Hello, beautiful human. It's Zach. We got Dan here.
Hello.
And we welcome back from Atlanta, Elizabeth Gillies.
Hey.
What's up, you guys? Woo. I know I was just here. I'm sorry.
It is a blessing when you choose to give us time and energy because, one, you've been busy. And I'm interested in how one of my favorite shows operates during all of this. I mean, you've been shooting. I follow it very actively on Instagram. Are you having full days of work?
Yeah, we're having full days of work. We're doing a really good job, knock on wood, with all the COVID protocol. We run a very, very tight ship, and it's felt somewhat normal. It's the new normal, so I'm glad we've been able to. We're on episode 10 right now, so a little slower, but we're getting them in the bank, you know? We're doing it.
I was wondering that, because at a certain point, weren't you shooting numerous episodes at one time?
Yes. There's been a little bit of that, because we used to sometimes do things called double-up days, where we would shoot two episodes in the same day, or makeup days that way, but now we, for scheduling, for different reasons, because every guest star we have, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, you know what I mean? And then if you travel, I think it's like 7 days or 12 days, I'm not sure. We're doing it the right way, whatever it is. So there's just all these variables that we have to take into account. And so, yes, sometimes we have to shoot episodes totally out of order. And that's happening, actually. We just got done doing that. So it's been intense, but I'm lucky to be working. So it's okay. How about you guys? How does it feel to be working in your studio?
You know, I like it for energy's sake. I look forward to the day that we're able to invite people back here to have a
in-person conversation. Oh, you can't have them yet.
No. Nothing like that. It's only this, but to be honest, it's better to be here than at my house, honestly.
Zach, I think it's better to be anywhere than one's house at this point.
I really think there was a hope deep within that come the new year, things are going to be different, and there was going to be some sort of answers that were more fleshed out than where we currently are. And
no, people thought the ball was going to drop on New Year's and everything was going to go back to normal. And that's just not how it works.
Yeah, it is in unfolding that way. But it's way better today than it was a few months ago. I mean, I'm just excited to get this vaccine, dude.
I know. I have dreams of it, like, pinching my skin and the liquid going through my veins. I get so excited.
If you don't want to take part in the vaccination, you are not a patriot. You are anti-community. You are anti-American. I mean, outside of the fact that, like, maybe you have a health concern that you don't want to take part in it. You know, some pregnant women aren't doing that. But ultimately, you got to be vaccinated. It's your duty. Yeah. It's your responsibility to your neighbor. I mean, it's totally the only way we figure this thing out and get back to normal.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you guys. And I miss you guys. I think I was in your studio a year ago. I was.
Wow.
January, I was there.
Liz, you don't seem like one that's going to leave the house too often anyway. So is this much different?
I want to be able to host dinner parties and themed nights. For example, I've really resorted to TV in a way that I haven't in a long time. Recently, I've gotten very involved in certain shows really intensely. I kind of understand how people feel now when they binge Dynasty, maybe, because I'm kind of like, I'm deeply fangirling over a couple shows. But one of them is Drag Race, which I discovered very, very late. And I can't stop watching it. I mean, I've watched probably 4 seasons in the last month in full. So I want to have a drag race party at my house. Raphael and I have been talking about it, but obviously I can't do that yet. So I just want life to get back to normal so that we can do that. That's really it.
For the sole purpose of throwing a drag race themed party.
Yeah. And then I thought, would it be safer to have like a drag race pet party where we put our pets in drag? If maybe that way we could keep our masks on and the dogs and the cats could kind of come out with like a lash and a heel and a, you know, a cinched waist. But I don't know if that's going to get me in trouble with like PETA or something. So I'm just kind of waiting for all of it.
I mean, what is it like to be a fan and actually binge a show in that way? Because it's exciting, right? Like it's kind of invigorating in the most lazy way possible.
Oh God! I mean, Nashville has been an embarrassment of fangirling from me. I watched it. George told me to watch it. My brother was like, "Yo, we're gonna do Nashville," and I was like, "I don't even Nashville. When was that even on? Who was even in that show?"
Hayden Panettiere, like,
Connie Britton. Yeah, Connie Hayden Panettiere, Connie Britton. Do it. And I was like, whatever, fine. So my mom and I started watching it. Michael was watching it. George was watching it. We were all watching it. And then I was like, George, how many seasons are there? And he's like, oh, there's 6 seasons. There's like 120-something episodes, or maybe 30. And I was like, but then what a blessing, because I fully committed in a way I had never intended to. I know every character's full name, first and last. I know everything.
Wow.
The music, oh, my God. And I was like, you know, there were some moments that I totally hated, but I excused them because of the investment I had in the show. And I'm like, this is how this happens. This is how these long shows come to be, where, you know, you're watching a show and you're like, why is this happening in season 3, 4, you name it. But you stick with it because you're like, I've given you so many hours of my life. I'm not leaving you now. You'll pull through. And they did.
I mean, as much as this is an escape for you, it really is work. Dynasty getting picked up for season 5. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. We haven't shot 4 yet, but I'm stoked.
There's no way in hell you thought it was going to go even to 4, right? Back in the day?
No, I mean, I no, you never know. You always assume as an actor when you do a show, like maybe the pilot will get picked up. And so every season's just kind of shocking. Yeah, to get picked up for 5, but when we're only kind of halfway into 4, that was a nice treat and a good sense of relief, you know, for job security. But my God, yeah, God knows what's to come, because we've done a lot of stuff. We have to really, you know, think of some new things.
Well, now as somebody who has watched all of Nashville in its entirety, mm-hmm. a show that's gone, like yeah. you said, 6 seasons, 130 episodes. Yeah. I mean, you guys have to be close to 100, right? At least.
Yeah, we shot our, what was it? 22 plus 22 plus, I think it was plus 20 plus 10. Math people.
22 plus 22.
44.
Plus 20 plus 10. Yeah, you'll get there.
I feel so bad. That's my nervous sound I do. I go, and then the sound guys are just like, oh my God, you. And I forget that they're like right in my boob mic. Like they hear everything. And so I'll be like forgetting my line. Then I'll just go, and I'll be like, oh, Liz. So I'm sorry for doing it again 3 times just now.
What do you do after that? Does somebody feed you the line? Do you run to a script?
No, I just ask this. I'm just like, it's kind of like this. If I'm like, no, I want total control. I want total control of what? Of what? Of this company. Okay, let me take it again. It's kind of just that for hours.
Until you get
it
right.
No one ever will ever hire me again now.
Well, I want to know.
My pants are red, and I'll be honest, they're not dressy pants, and they don't match the room, and they don't work with the shirt, so I'm going to put my leg back down. And that didn't happen.
How dare you? How dare your leg not match the room?
So you're dressed, you're fully dressed up from the waist up.
Yeah, I'm ready to party from the waist up, and then waist down is more of a like French bulldog on my lap, Discovery Plus, hometown marathon is what's happening.
What signs does a show need to like show or give off to get a pickup like what you guys just experienced? Because obviously, like, you have to be doing everything right in terms of COVID compliance at
or
a minimum.
Everything wrong.
There's no way. No way.
No. We're a well-oiled machine. Seriously, we all come to set well-oiled. No,
greased up?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah. Wait, what? So we know what we're doing by now. I feel like anyone who hasn't started the show or hasn't wanted to take the dive, and maybe it's because they love the original so much and they're like, oh, how will this compare? I, at this point, can say this show has nothing to do with the original Dynasty, and I wish people would kind of watch it as if it's its own show where we just use some of the names and we have a couple little wink-winks. But truly, it's at this point, this many seasons in, it's really a different show. And it's our own thing, and it's fun, and I say watch it, because what else are you going to do, sit home and cry?
That's the only alternative.
Speaking of wink,
I don't do
wink.
A lot of press for this show.
Can you give us a wink? Can you give us a wink, wink?
Are you being a? Because you know I can't wink. Okay, I can try. I can try. Hold on.
Oh wow!
So ugly. Come on, like that. So ugly, you guys.
That was pretty
and then mouth
good.
Shut. I can't do it. Wait. I can't.
It's like your eye just falls.
You guys. That's so pretty. Oh, that's so pretty. You know what the kids are doing these days? They're taking like still images. I'm sure you've seen it of yourselves, or maybe people don't like you guys in that way, but they'll take images of you from anywhere, from a still, from an interview, a picture that's already in like HD. And then they'll run it through this app, and I know what the app is, to make it even sharper, but it doesn't always work. It's, do you know what I'm talking about? It's so ugly.
I don't look at my tags for this purpose.
No, I mean, it's just like so sharp, and I don't look like myself in any of these pictures. Somebody said it was cool. I don't know who said it. Maybe it's because I think it's meant for taking really old pictures, like of like Marilyn Monroe, and then sharpening them, and then it's very exciting because you're like, wow, look at it this way. But it's not, you can't sharpen something that's already sharp. Sorry, I'm really upset about it because I look really ugly in some of these pictures, you guys. And I'm really self-obsessed, so it bums me out.
Yo, beautiful human, I gotta hit pause real quick to tell you about the new movie Donna, Stronger Than Pretty. A beautiful new film from Love Wins Productions, based on the true story of a woman who finds her own voice after leaving an abusive marriage. These days, everyone can relate to feelings of fear and isolation, and Donna shows how important strength and determination truly are. Donna is more than a movie. It's a movement. It's an experience that will open so many important conversations. The film is available now, and the links can be found on DonnaTheMovie.com. It's available on all the streaming platforms and on social media. Donna STP. Film. Watch it and please spread the word. You were talking about this being not the same show as the previous Dynasty, and the truth is it's not the same show today as it was season one, season two, season three, right?
That's what I'm saying. Take the new ride. It's a new ride. But that Nashville is the same thing. Nashville got bought by something happened, and I was like, this is a different show. It's shot differently. It's lit differently. Everyone's behaving differently. I'm sensing Christian undertones. I had all these weird, I was like, what's going on? Nothing wrong with that. It was just like, that's not my dirty, sexy Nashville that I started out with. And I realized they were bought by CMT, seasons 5 and 6, and it changed the tone. And, it was really interesting, but like, who cares? Fun. You get a whole other vibe of show now. I don't like this giving up on shows thing. It's like if you're dating someone and they're going through a bit of a, you know, an identity crisis. You're going to stay with them. You're not going to leave them unless they do it 2 years in a row. And then, yeah, leave them for sure. You know,
is there a moment where you thought Nashville jumped the shark? Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Do I know what that means? Yeah, I mean, what that means.
I don't.
Do you think that we don't talk about the term jumping the shark every other week on Dynasty? Like, I'll tell you when we quote unquote jumped the shark, but then we just kept jumping sharks. And that's why it's so brilliant. And that's why our show is the best show on television, because we see a shark and we're like, leap, we're not afraid of sharks. I'm gonna be fired.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, our show has balls. Our show is courageous. It takes huge risks. It does things that are very, very strange choices, and that's why I'm happy to call Dynasty my home. Nashville jumped the shark when there were a couple of different moments. But Raina James's death was a really big one, and that wasn't jumping the shark. That was just something we all had to kind of live with and understand and kind of move on, because Connie Britton left the show and she was the center of the show. But if I ever go, God, I want it to be like that. I've never known such a fanfare for a character death. Once, 20 times an episode, they bring up her death, show a stunning photo of her, sing one of her songs, find old videos of her, say out loud, like, wow, it's just not the same without her. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was a clutch. I was like, this is how you want
to
go.
Well, what do you think she did to get that?
No, she was a producer, and I'm sure she gave them, maybe she gave them warning, like, hey, I've done this a long time, I want to do something different. I don't know why I'm a spokesperson.
I was going to say, are they paying you?
Talking about it. No, no, and I'm sure they want me to shut up. I've been tweeting the whole cast. They hate me. I wanted to moderate a Q&A. No one's picked that request up. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. None of them know who I am. I hope none of them find out who I am. I hope they think I'm just some fan on Twitter. It's so embarrassing. I can't stop talking about it.
Well,
sorry.
I do have a question about Dynasty.
That you want to
What's
do
that?
A Q&A.
I said, I have so many unanswered questions. I'd love to do a Q&A with the cast of Nashville. And then my fans were like, at blah, blah, blah. I don't actually know their real names, which is bad. And they're like, at blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I check every day. No one wants it. No one wants it.
If they
I
did,
maybe my.
If they did come back to you and offer it to you, would you take it? Would you do a digital Zoom thing?
Yeah. Well, what I would do, because, you know, I have a handsome Instagram following, I would try to entice them that way. I'd say, like, do you want to do it on my Instagram? And then, you know, by the way, all these people are so, most of them are so much better off than I am. They don't need my Instagram.
Well,
they're really good singers. I've secretly tried to get a lot of them cast on Dynasty. I keep pitching them for roles that don't fit them at all. Like, at all. I'd be like, maybe this character, oh my God, I'm so confused, is maybe it's like from Nashville. And they're like, Liz, stop. It's pathetic.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, if you do want to host your Q&A, maybe you could do it for charity. I know St. Jude is very close with the entire cast. I could definitely help you coordinate if you really have a burning passion and desire to.
It's more than a burn. I mean, it's more than a burn.
You're scorched.
I would love to do it. And I'm scorched. And I would love to do it for St. Jude. The problem is, I really don't think the cast wants anything to do with me. But when I tell you I'll take whoever I can get, if they day played, if they were literally like one coffee, then they can be on the Q&A. I just want anybody who worked on that show. I heard somebody on my set had like a friend who was a PA on that show, and I asked if he could come in so I could talk to him.
I mean, what drives you? There has to be a deeper fascination, because you are on a parallel path. It's just not Nashville.
I know.
It's just Buckhead.
No, it's really similar. I felt such a connection with this show and this cast because it reminded me a lot of Dynasty. And the way the characters came in and out, the way characters were gone out of nowhere, the way these characters, no matter what storyline were thrown at them, these actors like went with it and they embraced it. Really good actors on that show. Really good singers. The songwriting was impeccable. I know they had T-Bone Burnett early in the first couple seasons, and all these, Casey Musgraves wrote songs for them. And, I'll be honest, Nashville made me like love country music.
Ooh,
I love country music.
I never really listened to contemporary country music before. This is so embarrassing. What are we going to title this interview? Liz is scary and talks about Nashville for. Okay, I'm done. I just want to say that cast is really strong, and I hope they all do great things with their life.
I want to move on to a question from Brittany. It's kind of connected. She says, okay. Are there any characters, Liz, on Dynasty that you would love to bring back to the show if you could?
Would I ever, Zach? You know, almost all of the characters that are no longer on the show were some of my best friends. So I would want most everybody to come back. I really would.
Really?
My characters' closest relationships, you know, a lot of them are just vanished and that does something when you're kind of trying to flesh out a character who has friends around her and family, and then they're gone.
What is the strategy behind that? Is it to just consistently keep things fresh, like you really genuinely don't know what could come next?
Yeah, I think that it has to be. I think it baffles a lot of us, especially a lot of us that have been here from the beginning. But after watching Nashville, I see that it happens on other shows too. Anything with a soapy sort of element with a big ensemble cast, to get rid of a character that is so important to the show and vital to the show, it's such a high stakes weapon that you can use as an emotional kind of weapon that I understand why shows do it. I mean, I do. It's just, it's a bummer because I like working with them and then they're not there anymore. But other than that, I understand from a logistical standpoint. But I'd bring them all back. You know who I really want to come back, who I think can come back, and I've been pitching this for years? C. Thomas Howell, who played my husband Liam's uncle, who was a pervert, and then I seduced him, and then I killed him accidentally. We never saw the body, and I'm thinking it would be so cool if he could come back and just make my life a living hell because of what I did to him. I swapped out with a prostitute while the lights were out. And then I guess she was so hot, she gave him a heart attack. I'm a little insulted that I didn't give him a heart attack because I was so hot, but it's okay. She was really pretty. I get it. But we never saw the body. Maybe he's like lives in the Bahamas with that girl. You know, we don't know.
So you want it for story purposes or because you liked him?
I loved working with him. He was so fun. And I thought the character was really fun. And he like lived in Manhattan. And he was so different than Liam. And he made Liam uncomfortable. And so it was just, those dynamics are really funny. You want those people to come back. So yeah, I would be open for him to come back if they can revive his corpse.
Casual.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
How are you doing, by the way, boys? In general, really, what's new? Is there anything going on that you want to talk about?
I want to pass the baton to Daniel. I feel like he has a lot of stuff pent up. He just refuses to talk about it. He's very closed off.
Oh, Danny boy.
No, I had a real question about the show.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're just diverting, though. I want to know about your life.
I don't like talking about myself. I like to just show up
here. I like when you talk about yourself. I want to learn more about you. I've known you for, like, I don't know, how long is it now?
Like 5 years?
No. Dude, it's been like 7 or 8 years.
It's like 7 or 8 years.
I've known her 11. 10, 11.
My God, Zach, you're going to pass out when I bring up this memory. I can't even believe I'm going to share it. My mom said to me the other day, she said, we were talking about that I never wanted to date anybody. She said, she'd always try to get me to go on dates. We'd meet anyone. She'd be like, why don't you go on a date with him? And I'm like, I want to be alone. Anyway, she was like, do you remember when you went on a date and you went to sushi and then shopping with Zach Sang? And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, absolutely sure.
It wasn't a date.
And I was like, my mom thinks it was a date.
I mean, I'm flattered right now. Don't tell Michael.
I'm shocked. I was like, I dated. So I guess we dated.
I mean, like, should we make an announcement that's like a little bit more formal?
Yeah. They can put it on the website. Who's dated who?
Yes.
That we dated briefly for half a day in 2010. Yeah.
Add it to my Ariana Grande wiki page, please.
Wait, did you date Ari too?
No, but that's my only official bio source is, I'm not on real Wikipedia. I'm on Ariana Grande Wikipedia. So if it's added there, that's like my, if you want to know me, you go to Ari Wiki, you know?
Yeah, I'll definitely hit that up later.
Why aren't you on Wikipedia? That's not even like an admirable thing. Anyone can be on Wikipedia.
I know.
Liz, we can't even get verified on Instagram.
Nobody likes us, dude.
Wait. You can't get verified on Instagram?
Well, I am personally verified on Instagram.
Got it. But say no more, fam. I get it.
The radio show isn't, and Daniel is not.
Yeah,
yet.
I guess Instagram doesn't feel like the Zach Sang show is a real show, so they refuse to verify us.
I know. Have you guys ever had a celebrity on it? I feel like, I mean, you guys have interviewed everybody for 300 years. What is the issue?
I don't know.
I know people who do absolutely nothing, and they're verified on Instagram. And I mean nothing.
Exactly.
Talentless people.
Well, that's us too. So
yeah, we have no talent. We are in the world of like useless existing creatures. We are like top on the list.
No, you're not. Stop it. I was saying this yesterday. I was like, God, this job is. I look at people with jobs that are so meaningful, and then there's acting. And I know that's not nice to say, but it's, you know, you think of doctors, you think of everybody, especially this last year that's made an impact. But then when I found Nashville, I said to myself, this has provided me an incredible amount of entertainment and solace in a time where I was very bored and needed a distraction. And it was almost therapeutic, dare I say, better than medicine. So I just... disagree now. I think my job is the most important.
I really find it remarkable that you leaning into a show and genuinely becoming a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
It has changed the way you perceive
it. Changed my outlook
job.
On my own show. I swear to God, it's changed amazing. My outlook on what we do over at Dynasty. You forget when you're in it as much as we're in it, and we film every day for, you know, going on, what is it, four years and change now? Wow. And then you have your own experience where a show is really important to you. And then you're like, oh, this is what this is for somebody else. This is more than just you getting to act and play these roles and do things for the fans. It's like, really think about what you're doing for the fans. And so I just want to make the fans very happy now, and I want to do everything they want. I'll just do it, because I get how excited that would make me if we were on Nashville.
This is the question I wanted to ask. It's half a question about the present. And maybe the future and the past.
Oh,
so if they're
the past.
Yes.
God.
So if they're bringing you a script for an upcoming episode or season or whatever, and you don't like the way it's headed, will you say something?
I never say anything. I'll say it on the day in between lines. I'll never not do it. I make a joke that I'm literally Ron Burgundy. Like, whatever you write, I will just say. But if something's incredibly kind of like compromising to my character, and I really feel like it would truly kind of infuriate the fans to their core in a way where it wouldn't even make sense storyline wise, then I'll say something. But the writers are pretty good. They know Fallon as well as I do. And they make good choices. So I haven't had to really put my foot down, nor would that kind of, I don't like that. I don't know. I don't like calling up the writers and saying, rewrite this scene because XYZ. I can always make it work. I can change my tone and get away with something being the way I want in the end. So
truly, it's your show. I mean, my mom watches the show obsessively. Every time she sees like a poster or an advertisement for it, she's like, you know, Liz is the center of it. Liz is at the middle of everything. She's always the biggest. And it is true.
Wait, what does she mean she's always the biggest?
No, meaning like, no, like if it's you next to the cast, the focal point
does
is
your mom
you.
Do you want to fight? I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I am always the biggest. That's cool. These are shoulder pads. You can tell your mom these are not my shoulders. These are shoulder pads because I'm not that big right now. I'm kidding. I love your mom. I tried to call her last time.
I know. She she was pissed at me.
You've been talking about Nashville quite a lot. And
yeah.
You said there are some things that happened that you maybe don't agree with. Yeah. Do you ever look back at the earlier seasons of Dynasty and think, probably not the best decision, or we could have changed that a bit?
That's a hard one. I don't remember, if I'm being totally honest. I tried to look away like I was being intelligent, but I don't remember half the things I've done on this show. I don't think either of you have seen it, but if you think of something, I can tell you whether or not I liked it. I'm really honest.
That's a lie. I've seen every
episode. Okay, something I don't regret. and I like to keep bringing it up. I don't regret that Fallon had a relationship with her cousin, because I feel like I mentioned it today. I was in a scene with Sam and I said, you know, Jeff and Fallon. And he's like, no, they're cousins. And I was like, I know they're cousins, but it's too late. They were in a relationship as cousins and they didn't know. And what, you can't take that back. That is there now. So in every scene, I play a little tiny bit of flirtation in every scene, even though I'm not supposed to. That's just something for me that I do. So I don't regret that storyline at all. I think that was groovy.
Well, because it helped you establish who the character was, right?
Yeah, a lot of things came out of that. A lot of things came out of that storyline. Season one was actually, as I look back on it, that was really, that was a lot of meat in that season. That was actually a really good season. I liked it. I liked season one.
Is there a date yet for season four, even though you're in the middle of shooting it? And you have a green light for season five?
No, I have no idea when we're going to air. I assume they'll air them. We're working hard on them. I assume there's a plan to share them with other people. I think maybe spring. I think spring, probably.
Cool.
So that'll be good.
Curious, does your day get longer due to COVID and all of the things you have to do? Like
shorter. They like us to work 12 hours or less because of COVID. It's better that way. There's so many COVID protocols things, but we don't have to talk about mean old COVID. We see her every day. We should talk about happy, happy things, like who Dan's dating.
I want to know.
Who Dan's dating? No one.
Who Dan's dating? Oh, come on. Is she under the desk? Let them out, whoever they are. Come, come, come. Come, come, come.
No, Liz, I just like to be alone 95% of my life.
I get it, dude. You don't have to tell me about that. I love being alone.
But you're married. And you share a house.
I can still like being alone. I mean, I'm a person who thrives alone. So if you can find someone in your life who lets you thrive alone, that's the tea. You just have to find somebody that lets you be independent completely. And then I think you'll have real love.
What type of person is that person? Is it somebody who's not needy? Is it somebody who has their own stuff going on?
All of the above. Someone who's content being alone themselves. I think a loner should be with a loner. I cannot imagine a loner being with a not loner. That sounds crazy. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Oh, I just had the thought of just like someone just like pulling on my shirt, kind of, you know, metaphorically. So I talk to them when I want to be alone. Oh, horrible. You guys watch Drag Race?
Yeah, I do. I love that you're watching. Like, did you start at the very beginning? Like season one?
No. So this is the order in which I watch them. Season 11. Just wait. Season 11. Season 6. Oh. Season 12.
Okay.
Season 5. Season 13. And season 10. And now I'm starting 4.
How did you... How did
13's happening now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, I missed it. I completely missed it. I don't know how I missed it, because I've never known a show that was more specifically designed for not only my interests, but also my day-to-day life on Dynasty. I just feel like I can't even tell you how it's affected my performance, unfortunately. I really have to kind of tone it back down, because I just I want everything to be really, really big now, which doesn't always work. But I absolutely adore the show. Nothing makes me happier. I just think it's incredible and beautiful and funny, and the stakes are so high, and I love everybody, and I want to be a judge on the show so badly.
I feel like you need to manifest that, and that should be likely. Yeah, you could do that too, but I don't know. You know, nobody was responding from Nashville.
Right. I guess we could bring that up again. No one did respond from Nashville. The tweet, as it read, it's actually super embarrassing. I'll just read it now, because I guess we're just in this too deep. Like, why try to restore any of my dignity? Okay, the tweet was... God, just finished. Wait, no, that's before. It's a huge thread. It spans 2 months. It's really embarrassing. I'm honestly ready to host a Q&A with any Nashville cast that would agree to it, so I can ask my burning questions and get some closure. And then nobody responded. So I wrote, oh my God, Raina's here. And I went back to live tweeting the show, because I was really embarrassed.
Got it.
And then I said, just finished. Turns out they were able to wrap up everything beautifully and quickly. Sweet ending. I'll miss you, Nashville. Thank you for your 2 months of entertainment. I still want to do my Q&A. And no one responded again. Dan, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, sitting back and listening.
Let's talk about something you like. Do you watch Duck Dynasty or something?
No, I don't watch Duck Dynasty either. You, is that the kind of vibe I give off?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
No, you know what you give off?
What?
I'll tell you, hold on. To Catch a Predator. Hold on, there's more. Frasier. Hold on, there's more.
Are you Googling this?
No, I'm thinking. And then also Beachfront Bargain.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good show. No, I would say there's only about two shows. Unfortunately, well, actually, Tiger King, we all watched that, but years ago or months ago. Who
even talks about Tiger King?
Exactly. I didn't even want to bring it up, but my list of shows is so short. The only other two shows I really watch are Queer Eye.
Yeah, I love Queer Eye.
And Blown Away. You ever see Blown Away?
No.
That's that reality show on
Naughty Show.
What?
I hope that's not a naughty show.
No, it's not. It's about glass blowing.
No.
It's a glass blowing competition.
That's like the opposite of what I thought.
But you know, in glass blowing, that little hot hole they stick their glass into is called the glory hole.
Oh.
It's,
yeah, cool. It is.
It's getting late, 8:56. That's so great. I love that for you.
I mean,
glory
hole
Dan.
Glory hole Dan. Yeah, I'm gonna go change my name.
Somebody here, No Context Dynasty tweets, would you, Liz, marry Dan in a parallel universe?
Probably.
Well, we both like being alone, so that's one check.
Yeah.
He loves To Catch a Predator, which I don't love that show as much, so that's not a match. And I don't know. I'd have to be courted by him. I've never been courted by him, so I can't really, I don't know him well enough. He likes to say he doesn't like me to know about him, so. Hard for me to say.
I like to just come in here, ask a couple questions, and then disappear into the darkness.
That's cool. That's really super cool if you're in high school and you're that kid telling it to, like, somebody. It's deeply ineffective as an adult to hear another adult say that.
He's a 30-year-old man. How weird is that? Because he, you know, he doesn't look 30.
That's a compliment.
Have you noticed my boobs are now because I'm on a hiatus?
Okay, I saw a bunch of questions about that. What does that mean?
So I was on set. Long story short, I wear a lot of low-cut things on Dynasty. My boobs are always out, and so we'll be filming. And then the dresser, like people who help dress me, they come in and they're like, raise the left one, lower the right one, tuck, and they're never even. And I'm like, God, I'm so sick of this because they're so big. And I don't mean that like, oh, they're so big. I mean, like, they're driving me crazy. So I was like, you know what? I want to go on a hiatus from my tits. And then I thought to myself, what a perfect way to combine those words into the word hiatus. And so I did.
Thank you.
And I've just, ever since, I've just kept them on lock. And what that means is there's no cleavage. So you can wear whatever you want, but there just can be no cleavage.
Wait, so are you wearing a different system underneath?
They're like resting.
Is this
their personality?
Your professional and personal life, like hiatus?
I've done it as much as I can for Fallon, but unfortunately Fallon, you know, sometimes it's unavoidable. They have to be out. But for Liz, yeah.
That have you been good. More What's comfortable? Are you enjoying it?
It's nice not to have to have them, out. I don't get a cold chill, I guess, on my chest anymore because they're underneath clothes. It's actually, it's a perfect wintertime thing, a hiatus. I would recommend it.
Are you still allowed to shoot love scenes? Is that COVID compliant or how is that done?
We just do it. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, we're all in a testing regimen. We get tested 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
And I believe if we want to as well, on days where we have love scenes, we can get rapid tested as well, just like for an extra measure of safety. There's a lot of trust within our cast. But yes, I haven't had to shoot one yet this year, but I know others have. And we just do it. Same as always, just hunker down and get it done.
Generic question, but I'm actually interested. Sure. A lot of people are asking on Twitter what your dream role would be, but do you ever want to play a character that's just completely different than Fallon or Jade or any of these darker characters that you've played?
I would love it. I don't think Fallon's dark. I think she like couldn't be brighter. I think that I'd love to play a normal person who like gets a phone call from like their kid's school and is wearing jeans and like a hoodie. Like that to me sounds crazy. And I'd love to take on that extreme role because for me, that is an extreme, extreme role. I'd love to be in a car where there's like a cup of like, there's like a slushy cup next to me. And maybe I'm like, there's my, I have a keychain. That's crazy. Just like a real person, because neither one of, I was going to say neither one of the characters I've played, like I've never played another role, but the roles I've played for a really long time have been very character-y. They've been bigger and specific. So yeah, I'd love to just play a person. Maybe she works at like a flower shop.
Do you get spoiled from being in the universe of Fallon for so long? Just shooting the show, like the clothes alone can make you crave the finer things in life. And then if it's not the clothes, it's the private jets or the phantoms.
Yeah, I don't have a private jet.
Well, you know.
But, yeah.
You have an RV.
No, I don't. I got rid of it, you guys, officially. I got rid of it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, don't be sad. It's good. It's a good thing. It cost us, but it's gone.
Could have bought a jet.
Could have bought a wing. Could have bought one wing.
Hey, guys, I got a plane. You take us to your hangar and it's a wig?
Could have bought... Yeah, no. It's gone. It took it back in the very kind of distorted state we returned it in. And that was really cool. So we're done now with that. That's over for good. I'm never going to get another RV again.
Let's like...
Come on, my back hurts.
Why?
What's going on?
I was putting a lot of stuff in my attic yesterday, if we're being honest. I was organizing my garage, okay? Nothing interesting. I have a knot in my back. And now, because of COVID, I can't walk around the crew and ask people to give me back massages. Oh. But I think that might be also because of just other things. Like, just work out this knot. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean, though? If somebody has a gift, it's like, I really don't care what they do or where they're from or if I've ever met them before. If they can work out a knot in my back, they should do it.
By the way,
that's not an open invitation to like if I'm on the street and somebody sees this interview and then you can tell I'm in pain. Don't come over and rub my back. But you know what I'm saying. I blew this interview. I blew it. I should have never asked to come on. And yeah, you heard it right. I asked to come on. I wasn't asked. I've never asked back. I have nothing to promote.
Nashville.
I just wanted to talk about Nashville, but nobody has seen it.
Cool. I do think Hayden Panettiere is amazing, and I don't know where she's at now, but I was a big fan of Heroes. Really great show as well. Do you have like a list of shows you want to get to? And are you focused on finishing all of Drag Race before you move on?
No. Drag Race can be peppered kind of throughout I want to stretch it out because I'm having so much fun with it, although I found out there are way more than I thought. There's, you know, All Stars 2 is another one I watched, and I want to leave that one out. I'm watching Search Party. I'm on season 3 now.
Oh, do you like that?
I really like it. It's really funny. Really, I love John Early. That's his name, right?
I believe so.
He's incredible. And the girl, the whole cast is really wonderful, but the blonde girl, I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I just started watching it. She's so fantastic and so funny. She's kind of a comedic genius. So I'm really enjoying her as well. Search Party. Why not, right? What did you watch recently that you liked? Since I guess I'm just promoting other shows that aren't my own.
I watch so much television. I watch Superstore, which I really enjoy. It's an NBC show.
Cute.
What else have I been watching? Just rewatched Silicon Valley, which is an HBO show by Mike Judge.
Dan, are you looking at porn?
Liz.
The answer is yes.
No, I'm actually reading through questions that people had for you. Should we read some?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's wrap this up.
I've never done this before. Am I supposed to read the person who asked it or just pretend like they're my question?
Dan, are you really asking how to ask a question that somebody sent in from Twitter?
All right. I'll give them credit.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Holly wants to know, does Dynasty have a COVID storyline?
No. We don't do that.
Nobody's wearing masks?
No, there's no COVID. Everything is so much fun, and we're in Atlanta, and we're having the time of our lives.
Okay, this is from Maddie. Do you think Gigi and Fallon would be friends?
Oh, no.
Didn't think so?
No one's ever seen them in the same place at the same time, if you get what I'm saying.
That was a good
I couldn't wait.
That was a good wink. That's crazy. This is from Lush. Why does Liz not like seeing people eat yogurt?
I saw someone eating yogurt this morning, and I've never, I famously have a problem with chewing sounds and listening to people chew and swallow even liquids. I hate the way a drink sounds in the throat. Like, some people just, they drink something and it sounds like they go through 8 more channels than other people. Like, I'm so disgusted by the sound of people eating. But yogurt is a particularly disgusting food. And turning the spoon and getting all the, when you put fruit and berries in there, and then it's like, I mean, it could make me hate somebody I love. I mean, really, it's the most disgusting thing in the world.
What about Go-Gurt? Are you okay with that? It's tube?
It's a little cleaner, but I haven't seen anyone eat that since the 90s. So I don't know what to say.
Rachel wants to know, who are you most excited to catch up with after all of this?
I was sending memes back and forth with Ari. We were sending animal memes to each other. I saw this horrible story about this French bulldog named Jack. And my mom would kill me if she heard me talking about this, because it's all I talk about with anybody. Did you see it? It was posted by, I believe, the Dodo.
No.
So this French bulldog named Jack, who has spina bifida, he was so excited because someone wanted to adopt him. So he put, this is just a classic internet viral story, by the way. It's not anything that was headlined, but for me, it broke my heart. He had put on a fresh diaper. He got a bath. He put on his fancy harness.
Ooh.
And he drove 40 minutes to meet the person. And the person was an absolute no-show. And they said Jack was very, very sad the rest of the day and the week. And I literally was like, I had not read a sadder article in my life.
Does he need a home?
No. So now it's like, it's like a classic internet story. He's being flooded with applicants. There's too many choices. And I was like, whatever. It's boring now, but I'm happy that he's getting what he deserves. Cause that whoever stood him up is a complete piece of.
So
I sent that to Ari. So she was sending me things and I was sending her things. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen Ariana in a year and a half, or Matt, or Daniela, or any of my friends from LA, or you. And I was like, God, I need to see my friends at some point. I'm just so excited to see all of my friends, because I've seen truly no one. I've been lucky enough to see my friends from home a little tiny bit from a distance when I went to New Jersey. But yeah, my LA friends, man, I'm excited to see them someday.
It's weird. And Daniela has another baby.
I know. Ivory. I love that name. Beautiful baby.
One of the questions that we get a lot is, will Fallon ever have a baby on this show? Does that ever come up as we now have to figure out a season 5?
Yeah, Fallon baby, sure.
Do you have to have a conversation with the producers? Like, did you really think about that as a possibility?
I'm like an old workhorse, so I would ask before I even tried to have a baby for my real life. I would ask if it would work with the filming schedule first, but that's because that's not normal, but that's how I am. So yeah, I think you should. But you don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
So, Liz, have you been in talks with Paramount Plus at all about any upcoming shows?
What?
I just Paramount that was my Plus? Way of that was my way of leading into their rebooting iCarly. Have you been in talks with them about anything that you've done? It was
no,
clever.
Nobody from Nickelodeon. No one from Nickelodeon has called me. I don't think I know anybody who even works at Nickelodeon anymore. I worked there in the Stone Age. I don't even know anybody who's there. They don't know me. I don't know them. But I wish them luck. That's cool that they're rebooting iCarly.
I'm actually surprised that they're bringing back iCarly this quickly, to be honest with you. I thought it was way too soon.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's pretty soon. Yeah, they could bring back, like, the nanny now.
Yes, that's appropriate because it's been decades.
The nanny?
Yeah, Fran Drescher? Nanny.
I don't know this one.
She was working at a barbershop in Flushing, Queens. Julie Barber kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. Then over the hill, the Flushing, what is it? Then over the Flushing, the Sheffield's door. She was there to sell makeup. But the father saw mom. She had style. She had class. She was there. That's why she became the nanny. Ooh, the fun. It's a really long theme song.
That's remarkable.
That was also good because now we have something else to add to our compilation of Liz randomly singing on our show.
Boys,
you know,
you got me again.
One of my great joys was I was on a big long road trip with my dad, and I had shared your music that you make with Seth with him, in addition to sharing your covers with him over the years. And we were on a road trip, and he had requested a Liz Gillies Seth MacFarlane compilation, so he listened a couple times over to every record you put out together, all the covers. Really, I say this every time. I'm just such a fan of it, and your voice is so timeless, but you have so many layers to your voice, and there's so much you
Thank
can do
you.
With it. It's
Thank you, Daddy remarkable. Sang, too.
Well, big fans over here. And my question is, Are you covering anything new?
We just did a one that will come out soon, I believe. It's really pretty. It's the first song actually we ever performed together back in 2014 at Catalina Jazz Club in LA. I don't know if you've ever been there. And we're doing one more. It's been nice for me to do these covers and these songs with him, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have, knowing my track record, I probably wouldn't have put out any music. So it's good that I was putting out a version of, you know,
something,
a different style of music. And yeah, it's been great. I love doing them. It's fun. We have quite the arsenal now. I think we have like 12.
Yeah.
It's almost like album territory. Yeah. It's wonderful. Thank you for liking them.
Creatively, is there a want to change decades in the covers you do?
I traditionally covered songs from the 60s and 70s. So this was like different for me to do this with Seth, and I'll cover whatever. I mean, I guess at this point I am a cover artist until I write a damn album. So I'll just continue to cover my way to the top.
And by the way, there are a couple, not a lot, of people who are known for covering records and are popular and successful because of it. There's
no, I know,
but very
it's
few.
This year, the problem is this year has been incredibly. I call this year the same as last year because it's been one long day.
Yeah.
It's very uninspiring. It's deeply uninspiring. So while it would be so great to be super productive and write all these songs, it's actually a very uninspiring time to me. It's like I'm having trouble finding inspiration to write music. I was writing music earlier in the quarantine, and now I'm just I got nothing.
Do you need to be inspired to act?
No, God, no. Not really? At all. No, it's a muscle at this point. It's just a muscle.
You know what's going to be awesome? Every time you come on here, you talk about how you don't have original music. It's going to be awesome when you finally come on here and you're like, guys, I'm here to promote my own album.
Wow.
And it gets tanked. Imagine it gets tanks in the press. We wish she'd never opened her mouth. For all of you waiting to see if Liz Gillies has something to say, by God, you wish you hadn't heard it. This foul mouth released the worst album we've ever heard in our lives. I'm going to write my first review now. Somewhere between the unoriginal lyrics and the deeply derivative singing style, we turned it off song 3 of 60. That's right. She released a 60-song album. Talk about making up for lost time. It's going to be great, you guys. I actually can't wait.
I mean,
I don't know if it's ever going to happen at this point.
At this point, I know. What can we really say?
Well, there's happiness and joy in the hype, the anticipation, the idea of what could be as opposed to what is.
Sexual tension, the whole tea right there.
Are those thoughts about what people could say about the music real thoughts you have? Because it has been a long time of you kind of talking about it. So when it finally happens, there's a lot of buildup.
No, the truth is, I have trouble wearing my musical creative artist hat the same time I wear my actor working a series regular job hat. That's really it. And I do want the two things to be separate. I really don't want to be like Fallon came out with an album, because I'm so different from Fallon. I don't believe, also on a weird side note, I decided that Fallon doesn't know any music, and any music she knows, she had to learn for like a business pitch. I have this thing with her, like I don't think she's seen any movies. And I don't think she knows any music. I think she's culturally just like, as far as pop culture, music, TV, I think she doesn't know anything.
Well,
and
she's
I love
busy.
That for her. Yeah, she's busy. She's just, she doesn't know. And anything she's sung is something she's had to sing like at a show, at some kind of a charity event or something Blake made her learn. So anyway, yeah, I'm very different from Fallon. I do not want to be put under the Fallon Jade umbrella of like Fallon or Jade is releasing an album. That's just, I gotta let it. I gotta let it. It needs to, maybe I'll shave my head and I'll just look really different and use a different name, and I'll never promote it on my Instagram, and I'll just go by somebody else, and maybe I'll just do that. I could do that.
You really could do that.
I'll do that.
Do you think about life post-Dynasty, or do you only when you're in it focus on being in it? Because music could be what could come next, but maybe you go from one show to another. But this is going to be the longest show you've ever been on, right?
It is already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to focus on other things. I think, you know, when COVID is over, because I did make a promise to myself, not that anyone cares or believes me, that I want to do music. in this next year, I want to release a body of work. I want to, by the end of 2021, have a concrete body of work that I put out to the world musically. I would have liked to have, I'd like to meet writers in Atlanta, or maybe I'll go to Nashville and try to work with writers there, because I was so, I really, not to bring it up again, I'm so sorry. I was so impressed with the music and the songwriting on Nashville. It's a really a songwriter's show, and I think that's why I really loved it. And so I, there are so many people I'd love to meet and work with from that show who probably won't work with me now if they see this interview or read my Twitter. And so it'll be a story about collaborating with writers and meeting people, and I'll do the work. I'll find them. I'll branch out, Zach.
You got
I'll
it.
Get her done.
And by the way, I think there's a lot of people out there who would be very elated to work with you, very excited to get in a studio with you, and, you know, jazz to collaborate. But, you know, it is a process. Like, it's not something that happens so quickly. It takes a while to find those you're comfortable with and you could be vulnerable around.
Yeah. Did you see that SNL skit, Peloton?
No.
It's for people who do not get off on positive, like, reinforcement. It's for people who only thrive and are motivated by sheer insults and just horrible comments. And that is literally me and what I need. And it's called Peloton, where they just make fun of you while you're on the Peloton bike, and they just make you feel like you're worthless and doing a bad job and really even gaining weight maybe by working out. And that is what I need. I hope they make it. I hope NBC comes out with that actual bike. Okay, what else? And then I'll let you guys go, because I feel like I'm keeping you.
Now, has life changed since being married this summer?
Life has changed for everyone this summer and year. I can't even gauge if marriage has played any kind of role in it. I feel like I don't want to judge this version of the world. I really don't. I'm thankful that I am with someone who I know so well, and that is, you know, that we're such close friends as well, because I feel badly for the people who got married like last March and then they entered this quarantine. Maybe it's good because they got to really like see what was up, but it's a huge test, you know?
It's the ultimate
new
test.
New roommates, too. People with new roommates. It's like, wow, what a way to get to know somebody.
But it also brings you closer. You guys have been through something that you couldn't even really have imagined, probably.
I don't think any of us could have imagined this last year. I don't think we anticipated in any way how horrible and endless it would be. But
I was excited for your wedding.
Yeah, it's all right. Weddings are boring.
Your wedding wouldn't have been boring, though. It would have been a soiree.
It would have been fine. I liked my wedding. I'm sorry no one saw it. Every time I'm like, oh my god, remember at my wedding? No one was there. There were 7 people there. I was like, oh my god, remember that moment at my wedding? And I was like, no, we weren't there, and there was no video of it, and the pictures were vague. The funniest thing about my wedding is that my wedding dress was so big on me on the day, because I like lost 10 pounds like the week of the wedding out of just like running around and stressed. So it was like falling off of me. And then I told you, I like sweat all my makeup off and my hair from the humidity. I looked like I actually just took a shower and then put on someone else's wedding gown. If we have a party like celebrating our marriage in a year or two, whatever, I'm going to wear the most obnoxious, perfect. I'm going to look like silicone. I'm going to look like a mannequin. Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
What episode are you currently shooting in season 4 right now?
10.
And you have another 10 left?
Yeah. Wow. We skipped 9 though. So actually I have 11 left. Or 12. I don't know. We're doing 22.
That is remarkable.
Remarkable.
I am so excited for more Dynasty. Season 4 in progress, maybe this spring, maybe this summer. I mean, feed us when you feed us.
I'm really excited, and I really want people to watch. Once this drops, the 4th season, I think people who haven't checked it out should really binge it from the top and not compare it to anything and just sort of take the ride, because bingeable TV, 3 seasons or longer, should not be ignored in times like these. They can really provide
Amen.
A real service. And so I have to say from experience, I think you'll enjoy having a show like this in your pocket. You're going to need it. We're hour long, 22 a pop. Wow. That's quality when you need a good distraction and you want to sit on your couch and not think about your life. Because I can assure you none of the problems we have in Dynasty are relatable to anybody else. So that's good. good.
We're going to put a link in the description below if you want to find out how you can watch. I'm telling you, it is phenomenal TV. It is the perfect escape. And like you said, it is thick, dude, with a few C's. So you're going to be well fed afterwards, guaranteed. And by the time, depending on the rate you binge, by the time you end with the three seasons, you may end up stumbling on season four. So, you know. You could time it out
properly. Get in on it now. I told them early on, I said, do not miss this train. It's going to be like, you know, you're going to miss it. Like I miss Nashville.
See?
But you can always make up for it. You can always jump on the train later. And then, just like me, you might be leading the train.
That's it.
I'm leading the Nashville train.
Choo-choo. All aboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. The funniest thing. My last closing comment about Nashville. I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I was on Whose Line with that guy. It was Chip from Whose Line. I didn't know he was on Nashville because I didn't know what Nashville was when I did the show. So this lead character who's playing Deacon, freaking Deacon, the main dude on Nashville, I did a whole improv thing with him where we were, you know, back to back singing. I famously broke the first rule of improv and said no, I think 14 times in a scene, which is absurd. I realized that later. Anyway, I'm doing this whole scene with him, and I'm like, all of a sudden I become a big fan of the show, and I'm like, holy shit, it's Deacon, and I had no idea. So there you go, a full circle moment. If only I'd started it when it aired, I could have said, hi, I love your show. This is the type of thing I'm talking about. This is the kind of thing.
Everything happens for a reason. It played out the way it was supposed
to. That's right. You're right. I would have made a fool of myself, and then it would have impacted my performance. Right.
Is that one of the hardest shows to do? Because you really are doing it with the best to ever do it. I mean, like, they are the greatest improvisers.
Most fun I ever had. I was so nervous. My voice was cracking when I was singing. I was having the most fun of my life. I would be on that show. I would train to be on that show as a regular if I could. It was my favorite show growing up, and it was such a bucket list for me to be on that show. So, it was just the best.
They really don't allow a lot of guest stars because you really could.
Yeah, or you just don't participate. Like they tell you, you can interject as much as you feel comfortable. Otherwise, of course, they'll take it away. They're masterminds, you know. But I wanted to try, and so I'm glad that I did. And it was so much fun. What a highlight, Zach, when life was simple. I flew to L.A. for the weekend. I had a sing-along at my house, Broadway sing-along with friends. And then I, you know, went on Whose Line, then I flew home.
Wait, that was that weekend. I remember that time.
I think it was that weekend, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was fun. Beautiful time.
I will forever remember that night.
I know. Somebody spilled an entire wax candle all over Michael's 100-year-old piano.
Not me. Who did that?
It wasn't you.
Oh, no.
Sorry about it.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's okay. Anyway. No.
One person did have a question that I guess we'll end on this. Somebody said, I have a question. What's your favorite thing about interviewing Liz?
Wait.
Question for us.
You answer.
I think Liz.
Look at your face. Oh, my God. Guys, I have chills. I'm literally shaking.
We haven't said anything. This is so cute. I'm getting hot. I'm just kidding. The air conditioner is broken here.
Every time Liz is on the show, the air conditioner breaks.
Just something about you, isn't it?
Oh, my back really hurts. Let's speed it up. How do you feel about me?
I love interviewing Liz for many reasons. I think she's one of the greatest storytellers the world will ever know. She's quicker than quick. You make this beyond easy. I can throw anything out and you take it and you run. But in addition, like, you have shown us time and given us your energy when you definitely shouldn't have. And you are a true friend and really genuinely one of the greatest talents, I think, of our generation. I mean, really, you are extraordinary. I mean, I feel very, very lucky to call you a friend, but also you've been one of the architects of this show and you've been one of the guests to give us time when you shouldn't have. And because of that, people know who we are. So I, you know, really, you make this so easy and effortless because of how great you are. And yeah, it's pretty freaking wild.
Zach, you're killing me. First of all,
true.
Write that down because it's going to make a killer eulogy for me when I'm dead. Second of all, it is my pleasure to be on this show because you're so talented. This show flows so beautifully. Dan is on it. No, I really think you're going to have, I think you're going to be like, I think you're going to be a massive, massive host. And so I'm just trying to get in early. I'm always so amazed at how good you are at this. And it's been fun to see you grow from your basement, from a little boy with a Justin Bieber haircut in Hoboken, I believe it was, to here.
It was. You know, I remember that day because you wanted to walk up the stairs 36 flights because you didn't want to take the elevator. That was the first time you came on the show. And you came with your mom.
That all of that tracks, and not much of it has changed.
Oh, I love you.
Boy. I will say, my favorite part about Liz coming on, as I actually said this to Zach earlier, is that when Liz comes on, I don't know why she's coming, but I don't have to prep.
You know what it is? I usually don't have anything to promote, so there's no reason why I'm on. I famously have an unchanging career, and I'm glad you don't have to prep. That's good. You don't like preparation. I don't like to prep either. I don't even like to read my lines before I say them. So I'm serious. I don't. I think it's more fun.
Well,
for me.
Everybody else around you tortured.
Everyone's like, "Oh my god."
Well, when you think about, and we'll close on this. You know, you talk about being at a show and consistently, you're at places for a long time. That's a good thing. Do you see it as a hindrance, or do you realize that you actually have star power and the ability to take what's written on paper and bring it to life and really captivate people, not for one season, but for like 3, 4, now going to be 5 seasons?
No, I understand that it's a good thing. I mean, when you see people who have done a lot of shows that have been canceled after the first episode or first season, obviously that's not the best sign. And I've been lucky to be on shows that have run, you know, they've had good runs. And even if this were to end next year, that's a good run, 5 years. And
yeah.
So I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. And I love what I do. And I've been lucky to have really great characters and work with really kind of amazing people. So I am thankful. I don't like to be earnest, Zach, but if I am, I'm thankful. And that's that.
Amen. Watch Dynasty. Link in the description below. Liz Gillies, everybody. A true treasure.
Thank you, boys. Woo! Thank you.
Hey, beautiful human. Thank you so much for joining our conversation with Liz Gillies. Remember, new Dynasty coming to the CW starting on May 7th. Please let us know who you're listening to and what you're watching and who we should have on this podcast next. I appreciate you giving us your time and energy today. Peace and love, and don't stop listening to music, because I'm telling you, it helps make the world go round. Talk to you soon.